You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here's your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
Well, happy Monday, everybody. I am Glenda Geek, and I'm coming to you from Helena's Hutu Farm in Aiken, South Carolina.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Norman, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for Monday, March 4th, episode 3378, brought to you today by Worm Flooring. Good morning, horse people.
You have found Horses in the Morning on a Monday. You're in for an amazing horsey week of laughter, learning, and fun. Yeah! With Glenn and Jamie.
That's right. Thank you so much for joining us today. We have auditor Charity Dorn is joining us to talk about her new business called Rogue Male Equestrian. She makes custom armor for your horse. So, Jamie, I think you need this, actually. I think your horses need custom armor.
I think they need it just for turnout.
Yeah.
In general.
It is a good idea, actually. What could possibly go wrong with bits of metal all over their bodies? Jared from Worm Flooring stops by to explain their new trailer roof coating product called Seal and Chill. We started advertising that a couple weeks ago, and I said, Jared, you have to come on and talk to us about this, because apparently you can use it more than just your horse trailer, but I want to find out what it is and what's the deal. Plus, we have some equestrian first world problems. We'll be here with a post show. Again, we're not sure what we're going to talk about, but that doesn't matter. I am in Aiken for the week. Jennifer and I drove up yesterday. We had a good drive up. It's about 6.5 hours to Helena's little farm here in Aiken. And it's a beautiful neighborhood. It's an equestrian neighborhood. There's polo ponies across the way. There's Western riders. There's drivers. We're about 20 minutes outside of Aiken, but this whole area is like Ocala. It's just getting built up into little 5 to 10 acre horse farms. I think Helena has 10 or 11 here. But it's rolling, kind of rolling hills, and it's just beautiful here. Anything like Florida, we often thought Florida was the exception in that when you get off a lot of the county roads, it's all sand roads. Like the new farm we have is on sand roads. It's the same way in Aiken. You get off these main roads and it's all sand or dirt roads. So she lives off a dirt road. We were a little concerned because it had rained and it was slick. The dirt road was slick. And we were a little concerned that we were going to get stuck getting in here with the trailer hooked up. But Jennifer gunned it. We made it through. We got here.
Hammer down.
So we're going to do some touring around Aiken and see various things. We may be moving our recording from Wednesday morning to Friday morning. If you were planning to come out to see us at Aiken Saddlery, that might happen now on Friday morning. I hopefully will know and we'll make an announcement about that. But hopefully know that before the show's over today. We just have some scheduling changes we had to do. So hopefully later in this week, I can give you some reports on things we did and what we've seen in Aiken. It is a cool, cool horsey town. They just had a big eventing thing over the weekend where they do dressage and show jumping the first day.
Combined tests.
Yeah, but it's the big timers. It's like 4-star, huge jumps. And then they do the cross country on the second day. And Helena went and she said it was really fun watching cross country when it meant win or lose. And that's kind of what they're talking about, the big controversy, what they're talking about, the way to do the Olympics now. And we've all done combined tests where you would go on the lower levels where you do dressage and show jumping first day and then the big test the next day. So everybody had a good time. They said it poured on dressage and show jumping day like cats and dogs poured. How many times have we seen dressage in the pouring down rain in Kentucky?
You got to be tough. And the combined test, I thought you were just saying that they only did the dressage and show jumping, but they did the cross country. So yeah, that's a horse trial. And that seems to be kind of what most places are doing now. And I think it's because of the, you know, it's got to be so much organization to get the people out on cross country to be the jump judges and to have the dressage judge and the show jumping right there. I mean, putting on a horse trial is so much work. So I think it's easier. It's not as fun because you don't get to do a victory gallop after you get your ribbon, or at least that's what happens when I watch other people get their ribbons that I'm back at the barn.
I didn't think about that. It's a long victory gallop if you're going to do the whole course again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. But yeah, there's a big, that's a big controversy right now in the eventing community over the Olympics. And as usual, it's about, you know, 50-50 split. So
I figured they should be able to figure it out for the Olympics. Yeah. I mean, come on. Well,
I was shocked at how many people were posting, like in the Eventing Nation posts, how many eventers were just saying, take them out of the Olympics. Who cares? The Olympics have become a 4-star. Who cares? I think it matters because the world sees it.
And I love watching. Who would say that? I love watching eventing purists, in the Olympics. Those people suck. Shut up.
I do too, and I just think it's good exposure for horses. That's I think so. Apparently, there were a lot of falls here on Saturday. The cross country course was tough. A lot of big names came unglued. So and it's the beginning of the season too. It happens. Well, nobody hurt though. We're all good. All right, let's do some daily winnies. We only have one auditor birthday today, and it's somebody that has the easiest name to say of all the auditors in the entire 500 auditor community. Thank you, Cade Smith, for having an easy name, and happy birthday, Cade. Cade's been around a long time with us. We love Cade, and happy birthday to you, my friend.
You know, we haven't got any harassing voicemails from him recently, so.
That's a good point. Cade, you need to harass us more often. We kind of enjoyed that. And we have some new auditors, Bridget Brixen and Alexia Trendowski. And I think she joined just to see if I'd get her name right. Welcome to both of you. Thank you so much for becoming auditors. We really appreciate it. I know that Alexia, I talked to her, and she said she'd been listening for a while. So we appreciate you joining the party. And your turn.
Never a dull moment here in Oklahoma, Glenn. That's right. Over the weekend, my dear friends, Patty, who is an auditor, and Larissa, and I decided to take our horses to the lake. So there's a place called Lake Thunderbird, and it's about 10-15 minutes from here, and they have horse trails. And I've been wanting to get Ace out and about more. So Patty said she'd pick me up, and Larissa was like, I'll bring my horse too. She's been on a 10-minute trail ride once. So what could possibly go wrong? So we met at my house and we all caravaned over to the facility, parked, tacked up, got on. And Larissa's mare, it's her mare's first time out. And Larissa's mare's nervous. Okay. I mean, you go somewhere new, you're in a wide open space, there's woods everywhere. I can get it. So, I said, here's what we're going to do, Larissa. Patty's on a pretty legit event horse in the front. She's doing some rehab work. She needs to get her out walking. I was like, we'll go first with her because Ace gets a little nervous sometimes. And so you put your mare second and I'll go third. So we're flanking your horse. We're keeping it in the middle so you're safe. What could possibly go wrong, Glenn? So we head out in the woods and we probably walk a good 10-15 minutes. And the problem with this place is there's a lot of trail riders, there's a lot of people, there's campers, and there's a lot of deer. And the deer aren't scared of you at all. So when you walk by them, I've ridden at this place 100 times. When you walk by them, they're like, sup. They don't care. They don't move or anything. They just stand there. And usually the horses are totally fine because they're like, sup. And he's like, sup. Cool. Like you just walk by. So Patty leads the way and we're pretty heavy in the woods now. And Patty makes a right turn. And then Larissa goes to make the right turn. And then I go to make the right turn. And at that point, the deer who aren't afraid of you, but still move around. Some came out of the woods and cantered gently across the trail.
Oh, that's the worst. Especially when they're like 10 feet in front of you and they come popping out from nowhere.
Yeah. And it was, it's nerve-wracking for the rider, but it was very scary for Faith, who was our fearless leader, who then spooked. So she spooks with Patty in the front. And then behind that, Larissa's mare, who is already like a 9. Making her way through the woods. We're going for experience here. Her mare then spooks. Well, Ace is in the back, and of course he spooks. Now, Patty was able to get a good control of her horse because her horse could see. It was just deer crossing the trail. Larissa's mare didn't quite see that, nor did Ace. So Larissa's mare wheels around and just, I mean, there's no way anybody was going to stick that. Okay. So Larissa came off and her horse left.
Oh, so wheeled and bolted?
Wheeled. Larissa came, wheeled and kept wheeling. Oh. Until Larissa was dumped. And then took off.
You're out of here, lady. I'm not bolting with you on.
Larissa was fine. We've learned, sadly, she did fall on her cell phone and has a square-sized bruise on her butt. Oh. But other than that, she's okay. Now, Ace, what did he do? He wheeled and spooked and took off. However, fortunately, there was a giant cedar tree behind us that held me on as he pinned me up against the tree and spooked. Larissa's horse takes off. I'm on a racehorse.
You didn't hit your bad shoulder, did you?
No. I just have some lacerations on my back, but fortunately, the tree kept us up. Right. So it was fine. I was fine. But the horse galloping off and taking off into the woods, disappearing, was the adventure. Because at that point, we're like, oh, God, where is she going? Because we're in the woods, like,
and you know,
in the middle of nowhere.
Unlike a horse
Oklahoma.
Show, yelling loose horse doesn't matter.
There's nobody there. The closest thing is a freeway. Okay. So we're like, I was like, oh, God. And Larissa gets oh, God. I'm like, are you okay? She's like, I'm fine. Where'd she go? And I'm like, I don't know. She just left. And Patty's on her horse. I'm on Ace. Larissa's on the ground. We're like, what do we do? And so Patty is the cooler head of all of us. And was like, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to turn around and walk back to the barn. And I'm like, that's great. Except for Ace at this point is jigging and leaping, trying to go. And because I was like,
this his first trail ride? He's been out before, but not much, right?
He's been out once. Oh, and okay. So this was his second. And so, I've ridden him.
So we had two new horses on this trip.
Yeah. Again, what could possibly go wrong? And the one who was supposed to be the season one is the one who spooked in the first place and started this whole mess. So the horse is gone. I'm like, we have to adjust. Patty's like, let's turn and walk back because she's probably going to go back to the trailer. And this is woods. There's no trails. She is just galloping through nature at this point. And so we all start walking and we're like, Zoe! Zoe! Like, she's going to hear her name and come back like
yeah,
a dog.
Yeah.
So we walk about 10 more minutes and I mean, it's like the entire population of the deer of Oklahoma were in that area. And so they're making their way around. And Ace, at this point, I'm like pretty proud because he started to calm down because Patty's mare is really calm. And so he started to calm down and he actually gets back to a walk and we're walking back to the barn. And then something happens, Glenn. It was like a dang bear was 40 feet off to the left, gallops, and it's like on a ridge line up above us, and I hear crunching and galloping and crashing and just, and Patty's like, oh my God, these deer. And I'm like, that's the horse. So I'm like, Zoe, like she's going to stop and be like, oh, hey guys,
yeah.
Cool. Like,
I feel better now. I'm just going to hang out
with
you.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So she proceeds to gallop through the woods, circles. She's been gone at this point 10-15 minutes. So she eventually is like, oh my God, you guys, and comes galloping back over to us, completely drenched, completely lathered, and completely fine. So that's good. Now, at this point, we're in the woods and we're quite a ways from the trailer. So I'm like, Larissa, you got to get back on. Otherwise, you're going to have a heck of a long walk through the woods on these trails and nobody wants to do that. She's like, I can't get up. Her mare is 17 hands. Okay. And I'm like, what could possibly go wrong? Okay. So here, you know what? I'm going to get off because my horse is like 16 hands and I practice this a lot. I'll give you a leg up. Let's find a location where
you're going to give the girl with one shoulder is going to give a leg up to the girl getting on the, Larissa is not 5'2", so
no. And she's not 75 pounds either. Not like that would be okay either. But I'm like, we can do this. And so she's like trying to step in my hands. I'm like, give me your knee. I'm going to get your knee. And again, remember, this mare is lathered and upset. So I'm like, Patty, you hold Ace. And I'll hold Green Arrow, hold Larissa. And so I'm holding Larissa's reins. I'm like, okay, on the count of three. And the mare's just jigging. Like, okay, we're going to do this. We're going to do this. I swear I did stupid stuff like this when I was 12, Glenn. Not when I'm 46. And these are older women. We are sensible adults. Like, okay, you get in front of me. And so I give Larissa a leg up. And miraculously, I hump her up onto the top of the horse. She's able to scramble while I'm holding the mare and she gets on. And I'm like, and Patty's like, we can't end like this. We have to continue walking. I'm like, okay, what could possibly go wrong? Let's keep going. So we end up making a way around, and Thunderbird has these like trail obstacles that you can like practice your trail, like walking over a bridge and doing those were terrifying to everybody.
But pool noodles in the woods are terrifying.
Yeah. It's like, why is there a giant black rubber bridge back here? You know, anyway, so we do get the horses walked around and we go for about 10 more minutes and Larissa's like, okay,
yeah, I'm good now.
I'm done. So we went back up, and actually, to be fair, like, so Larissa was amazing. Patty was amazing.
It ended better than it started.
It ended with everybody making their way to the trailer at the same time.
God, and I'm glad she's okay. That could have went way wrong for everybody.
Oh, man, I swear. And of course, I forgot my helmet. And I was like, we're going to have to turn around and go home. And thank God, you know, and Doris is like, I have a spare one in my trailer. Of course, she did. It was like, you know, two sizes too big. So I'm cramming my ponytail up in there trying to get the thing to fit. So I'm like, I am not going out in deer covered woods without having a helmet. Well, I'm just not going to happen.
Look at all the desensitization of everybody, horse and human, that happened this weekend.
Yeah, exactly. And to be like my main daily when he goes out to my horse Ace, because he was absolutely awesome. I had so much fun. You know, all of the drama that happened, I actually had a great time on it. Larissa's probably going to listen to this and cuss me out because she's like, yeah, that was really fun. Thanks for inviting me.
I'm glad you're okay, Larissa.
Ever hanging out with you ever again. This is terrible. And then I'm like, I'll give you a leg up on your 17 hand mare. Actually, he's still like 17-1. Like, come on, we can do this. Let's go.
See, that was her fault for buying a big horse. That was her fault.
I know. And I think we're going to get OSS straps, which means, oh, shoot, straps. Yes, yes. Yeah, we need to have those. How did we not have those? What were we thinking? But it all worked out. We all made it back. Everything's fine.
I'm glad everybody's okay. And I want to hear later in the show about a gift that your husband got you that was so thoughtful. And I also want to make sure I'm not in trouble. So we'll talk about that a little later in the show. But right now, we have to go to Jared, one of our terrific sponsors over at Worm Flooring. You've all heard about the flooring. And from what I've seen the post in the last couple of weeks and auditors, a bunch of you getting the flooring done. But he has a new product out that we've been talking about last couple of weeks. But I had questions. So I asked him to come on and answer some of the questions about their new product made for the trailer roof. Well, Jared, thanks for joining us again on the show. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
I know a lot of our listeners have been going out and getting the Worm flooring for their trailers. And when you started advertising the stuff for the roofs, I thought, well, okay, we have to have you on because I have questions. So now, what is Seal and Chill?
So it's a Seal and Chill is a silicone roof coating. So, I mean, just kind of like the name says, it will seal your roof, lots of different types of roofs, whether it's trailers or RVs or buildings, you name it, but it can seal your roof to prevent leaks. And then it also help chill your roof, so cool the roof, because it actually reflects like 88% of the UV rays. So one of the big things about it is it can just help cool the roof temperature. Some studies have been done that say that, you know, on a 95 degree day, the roof temperatures can actually get to be like 160 degrees. And if it's not coated, and then if you have the silicone coating, it actually stays about 100 degrees. So 60 degree difference there with it being coated or not. And of course, that can also help keep the interior cooler as well.
Well, I know most of the horse trailer, at least ours is, our horse trailer roof is aluminum. And I went up to put a new fan in the one day on a hot day in Florida, and I just about fried myself like an egg on that roof. So I get what you're saying, because aluminum especially.
Yes. Yeah. And you can actually, you know, if you were ever to, I mean, don't kind of walk on it barefoot without it coated, no. But you know, if it's coated, you can actually get up and, you know, walk on the thing barefooted. And so that's one of the good things that it can do. You know, you got caulking and different things up there, but over time that stuff can peel away. So this will help you coat the whole roof, but it'll seal, you know, any of those cracks or where the fans are. And if you ever need to replace something, of course, you know, it can still be cut and removed, but it'll help seal that any kind of leaks that may go through there.
That was my question is, you know, we've been talking a lot about trailer maintenance and things. We've been doing that over the last couple of months. And one of the things we haven't talked about yet is getting up on the roof to check the caulking around all of the air conditioners and the vents for the horse part and even just the seams on some of the horse trailers. That caulking comes out and you got leaks. And you have a living quarters and the leaks in the living quarter, then now you got a problem, right? So...
Right.
So this actually goes over the caulking and everything, so you don't have to deal with that anymore?
Right. So the first step, you'll get up there and use like, you know, really strong power washer, like 4,000 PSI. And, you know, if anything comes off of there, then you know, it's going to be loose, then you'll go back in. So that way, if there's any loose type caulking, if it stays down, then, you know, it's good to go. But then you will, yeah, after it dries, you'll actually cover all the seams, all the caulking that's already there as well. And that's the thing with water, you know, it's going to find whatever hole there is. So this stuff will go also kind of like that, but then it'll seal it. It'll find any kind of cracks or grooves that are going through there and seal it up. So it prevents water from leaking through there. You know, it's a seamless product. And one of the cool things about it is, you know, it'll cure in say 2 to 6 hours. So if it's nice and warm or outside or windy, then it actually cures pretty quick as well.
And it's one coating. So they just put one coat on. Is that
correct? Okay. Correct. It's just one coating. And it can be recoated over time. If for some reason, you know, it something happens or you need it to be redone, it can be recoated right over the top of it. You know, say if it just, you know, maybe just over time it gets the uglier color, doesn't look like you want. I mean, it's a white coating. That's the best reflective properties. But, you know, over time, if it gets dirty and you need it to recoat it, then you could do that as well.
Now, you said RVs too. So usually horse trailer roofs are made of different materials than RV roofs or camper roofs are made of. It can go over any type of roof?
Pretty much any type of roof. I mean, your aluminum and your steel and the TPOs and even different types of like EPDM rubber type materials, concrete. They can go over a lot of different surfaces.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's good to know because RV trailers are known for leaking. You know, they're just known for it. Yeah. More than horse trailers even.
And then even things, there's been people doing food trucks and those kind of things as well. So, you know, like there's a lot of different applications, even, you know, potentially, you know, big reefer trucks, you know, that want to stay cool. One of the stats says that, you know, it can reduce 20% of energy costs. So, you know, there's just some savings there too.
Oh, I could see it. We work, like right now, in the back of our horse trailer. We use it as a studio when we're traveling and basically using the living quarters horse trailer as a camper. And I guarantee if I get that put on, it'd be much cooler in this trailer.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I can see that. I'm actually seriously looking at this one. Now, does it mean, as far as maintenance, like I get up there once a year. We live in Florida. We get mold on everything, right? That green slimy mold on everything because it's so humid. Can I wash it?
Yeah. You can power wash it off. Or mop it or whatever you need to do. But yeah, it recommended every now and then just to get up there and you know, like the trees or different things blow on top of it. You can hose it off or power wash it off.
Okay. As far as you said, you could also put it on barns.
Right. Yeah. I mean, any kind of metal roof, a lot of buildings will put it. Yeah, we'll use it on big commercial industrial buildings for the same reason. It's just cheaper in general than trying to go and repair, you know, or replace a roof. It's one of the good things about it. Instead of going and replacing or trying to get everything perfect for a new roof, you basically just apply this on top and it, you know, becomes a new roof. You know,
it sounds to me, Glenn, that you just need to dip your entire trailer into some form of their product. <That'd be laughs> just great. Hang it up by the front and just dip it in like a candle.
That's the goal. I mean, that's one of the things, you know, we came across this and thought, you know, that just kind of goes hand in hand. It's one of those things that helps improve your trailer, makes things easier for the people, makes things better for the animals. Just kind of goes, you know, hand in hand with how the flooring goes with the worm flooring.
And a lifespan is how durable?
Oh, heck, this thing, I mean, some of the stuff can be, you know, 20-year warranty type stuff. And it's a little different. It depends on what the use is and how thick you apply it and all that. But the general thickness we're going to go. We're going, since the new product, you know, for ours, we're doing the same similar warranty as our flooring with a 2-year warranty. But, you know, like I said, it lasts the useful life, you know, 20 years or something like that.
Okay. You'll sell the trailer long before it'll wear out.
You'll be dead.
In those days, yeah. You know, it's funny. The older you get, the more you say that. It's like, well, I don't care. I'll be dead. So, yeah, you do say that a lot more often when you're in your 60s. Hey, so how much does this cost?
So we're doing this for $750 a square foot. So, you know, on your standard trailer, it's going to be somewhere around a couple $1,000, something like that.
Okay. All right, cool. I love this. It's one last question. Are the same dealers that do your floors doing this, or is it a different group?
So some are and some aren't. Just kind of depends. We're accepting dealers currently. Right now we have dealers in Oklahoma, Montana, Ohio, Indiana, Pennsylvania, Missouri, Georgia, and Louisiana. And that's on our website, thewormflooring.com, W-E-R-M flooring.com. And there'll be a map for our worm dealers and then a map for our still and chill dealers. And it has all their contact info.
Well, that's terrific. As I said, I know a lot of people are getting the flooring done, but I also know that roofs are the second biggest problem that we have with trailers of all kinds. So, Jared, thanks again for supporting us and for putting out such great products. I know Jamie still loves her floor, and she had it done months and months ago. So, she still loves it. You haven't had any trouble with it?
Oh my gosh, I love it so much. Okay. Like, I'm so happy with the product. I mean, I have an aluminum floor, and it was always so stressful to me when I would put the horses in it. I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't pull the mats out and clean underneath it because I don't do that. And so this was
nor
so
does
nice
anybody
to
else.
No, the thing is, and it just gives you such peace of mind. And not only, you know, my trailer with the floor was looked at, now it's secure. Everything is good, and it definitely, I would say the biggest thing that I like about it is the peace of mind that I have that my floor is okay.
No, that's great to hear. I appreciate it. It's definitely one of those products. Once you start using it, you're probably never going to go back to just having rubber mats. It's such an easy,
let's face
easy
it,
thing. That
none of us
life.
In the horse world that have done this for any period of time like rubber mats. We always have trouble with them in our stalls. They peel up at the corners and they have to deal with underneath them. And in your trailers, the same. It's just rubber mats are a pain. If we can get rid of rubber mats, we're happy.
I think about it at some point in history, somebody was like, you know what? I've got an idea. We're going to put rubber mats. And everybody's like, that's so great. Well, you've just upgraded like that whole idea. You put that one to shame. Now everybody's like, oh my God, this is like the best idea ever. So, and now you got the trailer roof covering. You guys are definitely innovators for sure.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, we just, the good thing about all these products, especially worm as well. We just actually did the USA softball complex is actually here in Oklahoma City, and we went in and redid all of their flooring for their dugouts and their locker rooms. And it's kind of like similar to the animals with hooves. Cleats don't go well with concrete, so in order to keep people from slipping, they had some rubber mats and things like that in there. And same thing, just tired of hassling with them flipping up. So we went in there and were able to do that for the softball facility. So
well, that shows you how strong it is if it puts up with cleats, right?
I mean, for sure.
All right, wormflooring.com. There it is. Thanks a bunch, Jared. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, bye-bye. Well, that now everybody needs to get their top and their bottom of their trailer done.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Just dip it in, dip vat of worm substance, and you'll be good.
Well, why don't you talk about Purina while I get our auditor ready to talk to us about a different kind of covering.
All right. Level up your horse's performance this season with choices from Purina Animal Nutrition, from Purina Ultium Competition Formula to Purina Impact Pro Performance and everything in between. Purina has the right option for your horse, including supplements like Purina Super Sport Amino Acid Supplement, Purina Amplify High Fat Supplement, and Purina Outlast Gastric Support Supplement. There are so many choices for optimal nutrition when you choose Purina, and they're all backed by science. Level up your performance this season and put Purina's research to the test. Ask for Purina at your local feed retailer today. Now, also, Glenn, as I was doing the talking about Patty, she actually messaged me about the Purina supplement that she was on, and I was like, we're recording this. She doesn't know I've talked about her yet. I was like, were your ears burning? Because, like, may have dimed you out. Like, remember, if you know me, I'm talking about you. So thank you for the Purina suggestions, actually. She just sent me a bunch of them. So the ration balancers are Victor's on. Anyway, I'm like, uh-oh, she could sense a rip in the space-time continuum. Can you hear me talking about her the future?
I think everybody that knows you knows that's the case now. And you know me too. So it's the hazard of knowing a podcaster.
No matter what.
Our auditors know us very well, and we have one of those coming up next. Her name is Charity. We had her on once before, it was a while back, talking about the cool stuff she does in the Renaissance world. And one of the things she does is she makes chainmail, and she will outfit your horse and get your horse ready for battle. And the way it sounds, after your weekend, you need a horse that's ready for battle for those deer that are attacking. And we're going to get Auditor Charity on to talk about that. Well, Charity, thanks so much for joining us today. Tell us about this new business you started called Rogue Mail Equestrian.
This is another branch of the business that I've had for the last 10 plus years, Rogue Mail. But I'm also a horse girl, so this is getting to combine my two worlds. And having a lot of fun with it.
And you make chain mail, right, for reenactors, yes, and things, or people that just want chain mail.
Yep, I actually started as a jeweler. I was a jeweler in Door County, Wisconsin for a while. And so my chain mail starts from the art side of it, not the Renfair side of it. I got into Renfair a few years down the road after I was making chain mail. So just trying to take it to a new,
kind of,
I guess,
a new level.
New to the chain mail. Yeah, you don't see chain mail on horses rarely at all, especially not in kind of a pretty way.
Yeah, your chainmail is beautiful. I was on your website checking out. I'll post one of the pictures in our show notes. It's absolutely beautiful. Now, you make it for the horse's head. What parts of the horse gets covered in chainmail?
If you're talking about the armor specifically, there's the face piece, which is the chamfron. You've got a crinet, which is the whole neck cover. They do have breastplates, and then the crupper piece, which is basically like a quarter sheet that covers their whole butt.
Wow, that's a lot of. Is it heavy?
It gets to be. A lot of what I do is aluminum as much as I can. Everything's outlined in stainless just for strength, but I try and cut down the weight as much as possible. It does get heavy. Some of those pieces, like the crupper piece by itself, is probably 15, 20 pounds.
And yours is not really made for battle. It's more what I would consider fantasy armor,
no.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. You would be correct.
All right. So who
I don't
buys
know that
this?
Anybody's
Renaissance
looking for
fairs? Who buys it?
It's Renaissance. It's people who want to do photo shoots.
I didn't think about
people
that.
People who do kind of stage kind of shows with horses.
I didn't think
so
about photo shoots.
Niche.
Yeah. So you do all of this, and it's piece by piece, right?
Absolutely. Everything is hand woven. So it starts one scale and one ring, and you build from there.
How long does it take you to do, like, the headpiece for the horse?
The headpiece I can do in an evening. I would call that, like, you know, 2-3 hours. That one's the smallest. When I did the full set of armor for Loki, the original black set, I had a full 2 weeks into that. And that's 2 weeks of real dedicated time. So I would, you know, I think we clocked it at 55, 60 hours. Wow. Just in the weaving. And then you have to add all the straps to actually attach it to things and make it structurally sound. And that seems to be an ever ongoing process, depending on the horse. So,
well, now that I know it's more of a fantasy armor, Jamie had a little incident in the woods where some deer attacked her. And I said, you need to get some armor. But now that I know it's would it stop a deer?
This would probably stop it. I mean, nothing's going to bite through it.
Okay. There you go, Jamie. It's still working.
But
work.
Okay, I'm going to stop an armor.
I'll place my order.
Stop an arrow.
Right. Well, Jamie hasn't had too many people shooting arrows at her, but you know what? She's still pretty young yet, so who knows? She
Never
lives
know.
In Oklahoma. That could happen.
Never know.
Well, this is really cool. Where can people go to find it? Where can they find the pictures and all that stuff?
All of it's on rugmail.com. If you look across the top, you'll see the Rugmail Equestrian, and that will take you into all the links for all the shinies for the horses and the people riding the horses.
All right. We'll put a link to it in our show notes as well. Charity, this is really cool. We love that our auditors do so many different unique things, and this is definitely unique. You have to be one of about 10 chainmail makers in the country. So
there's actually more than you think, but
really?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
There's probably a yeah. Facebook page for it, Glenn. Look it up.
There is.
There is?
Uh-huh. See,
oh, God.
Told you.
Yep.
Of course there is. Thanks, Charity. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. I want chainmail now.
I can't, put on your tights, throw on some chainmail. You'd be good to go. I can see it. Took me a second to process what that visually would look like, but I'm past it now.
All right, we're going to do some question first world problems. But first, Cosequin ASU joint and hoof pellets contain quality ingredients to support joint and hoof health and leave out the fillers, molasses, and alfalfa, all while delivering the taste horses love. The colors of our ingredients shine through for a difference you can see. Visit CosequinEquine.com. Well, Jamie, you got a present. Now, did I miss your birthday?
No, okay, our birthday's good. In October.
Yeah, good. So your husband got you something that was very unique, and I don't know where he got the idea, but tell everybody about it.
I'm pretty sure he probably got the idea from a Facebook ad or something like that, because I've seen things like this. I do believe that they are really on a slow boat from China, like, to be fair, because he actually bought this in January. It just got here like two, and it was, yeah, I hate Valentine's Day. I do. It's not my thing. I don't want presents for it. Like, just let's just move on. We'll go to dinner or something, I guess. I don't know. And he bought it for me for Valentine's Day, and it came in the day before yesterday. So I don't think that I don't know where he got them. But he sent me he got me a pair of shoes, and they're shoes that have, it says, "Just a girl who loves horses." And it's got, like, he designed me. He said you could go and you could pick out, you could have me and you, like, kind of create an avatar for me or whatever. And then you can put up to four horses on these shoes, and they're, like, printed on the shoes. And so he had printed on the shoes, Ace, Miles, Maverick, and Duke. And he had these horses printed on the shoes, and they look like them. You can pick out the color, you can pick out the mane, the tail, the markings, everything like that. And so he picks out all of these horses and has them put on these shoes along with somebody that looks like me. Now, that is so cute, and I loved it. And I was like, I can't ever wear these shoes. Well, the good news is I can't ever wear the shoes.
And why?
And I'll tell you why. 16 years I've been with this man, Glenn. 16 years. Let me ask you, what's your wife's shoe size?
Well, anywhere between an 8 and a 9.
Why?
Because different shoes fit differently. But I do know that 8 and a half is mostly what she wears.
Okay. Yeah. My husband does not know that. That I am a size 7 and a half.
I would have guessed 7 to 7 and a half. Yeah, that's what I would have guessed.
Well, here's the thing. There's a variety of shoes laying around that you could literally pick up and just flip upside down and look.
They come from China. They make them too smaller anyway.
Yeah.
What size did he buy?
So you may want to take a peek. Now, he did get the first number correct because he got the 7 correct.
Okay. That's good.
But he also got 7 wide. And that's undoing. So I put them on and I was like, my toes were up against the end. I'm like, I can take that. And then I go to walk off and my foot just comes out of the top of it because the shoes are way too wide. Like, and so
you should be wearing these anyway.
I know. So I just have more tchotchkes to put on my shelf now.
It's really cute though.
They're really cute. Really
sweet. I love how he made you look like a supermodel.
Well, of course he's going to. Well, you know, make me look like a hot mess that I am usually.
You got bright red lipstick, and you're very curvy in this picture right
here. He decided to make me look like the me he probably wants me to be.
You kind of have the Kardashian hips in this one.
Oh, yeah. I'm bringing it. I'm so hot. But you could, at least her hair color was the same, you know?
I mean, I'm, you know, knowing that it was for you, I can see the resemblance.
You can't, I don't think that they had a design where you could have ponytail and a ball cap and hay.
Yeah.
It's like adorning and your manure hair
all over.
Black dirt covered hands, you know, like that wasn't a thing. I don't think you could get that.
This is a thoughtful gift.
It is so thoughtful and so sweet. And he was almost there.
Well, I'm kind of glad he got the wrong sides, because you would have worn him out. You would have trashed him in the barn. And then this pretty curvaceous girl would be all covered in poop and hay.
Well, see, actually, that's what he said. He was like, oh, no.
Covered it.
I mean, after he was like, oh, my God, I'm an idiot. Then he was like, oh, no, here's what I did is I got them the wrong size so you wouldn't wear them to the barn. I was like, hey, that's a good one. That's a good one. There you go. But yeah, I don't know where he got them because he's been gone on a trip since he gave them to me. Like gave them to me and then was like, I got to go by and left. So I haven't been able to ask any follow-up questions. But yeah, they're super cute and they're going to look super cute sitting on a shelf in my closet. But adorable. And here's the thing, as he put those four horses on and he was like, just so you know, I ordered them the day before you got Taco the pony. He was like, so it wasn't an option to put Taco on there. It's fine. I think he mainly got them in celebration of the fact that I had four horses.
That was all.
Only
yeah.
four horses for like 5 minutes. So it's all good. I love them. I love them. Thanks, honey. You're so sweet. 7.5. Normal. Thanks.
It's time for the weekly look at your equestrian first world problems.
This ought to be good.
Glenn, it usually is pretty good. So this is where, you know, our listeners, you know, we all own horses or we're around horses and we all have drama and sad things that happen to us. And this is where you vent. Now, remember, if you have an equestrian problem, it is a first world problem. So that's just the life we're living right now. So we're going to start by sharing these. And If you have an equestrian first world problem and you want to share them with us as well, you have to be an auditor. How do you do that, Glenn?
You just go to horsesinthemorning.com, click on the auditor banner in the middle of the page, and for as little as $3 a month, you too can become an auditor, just like our listeners, Bridget and Alexia, did.
All right. Well, we're going to start with Rhonda. I get this, Rhonda. I feel this. I have now 3 gray horses on my property and 2 of them are mine. And then I have a pony who is a pinto with a lot of white on him that is, well, it's supposed to be white, but he prefers to be solid bay. So I get this because Rhonda says I groom and I groom and I groom and my horses don't even try to stay clean.
That's so true.
Rebecca says, my old truck rusted out its frame. So I can't take my mule on any trail rides or Liberty training day rides. And it's a real bummer. Like,
that might be close to a real world problem there.
I mean, like,
I've been an old truck.
You know what? Time to get a new truck. There's your spend the money. Can't take it with you.
You have 50 to 100 grand to get a new truck. Yeah, it's crazy.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine. Rachel says, I got my tax return and I was so proud of myself for putting it all into my very small savings account. Way to go, Rachel. She's like, but then Smart Pack promptly releases their new popping pink color.
That's a first world problem right there.
Well, we're going to stay on that. Smart Pack is the bane of people's existence right now because I guess they just came out with a new spring line. Because Gina says, I was feeling so virtuous. I've been able to resist the siren song of a new saddle pad for quite some time. And then Smart Pack had the audacity to release a set of spring colors, including my favorite color, and they call it electric blue, but I call it aquamarine, but its real name is Cruel Temptation.
I love that.
She says, how am I supposed to be a responsible adult in these conditions? Mary says, we got 18 inches of snow this weekend. And while I'm grateful for the horses for making paths to the feeder, so I don't have to slog through the 18-inch snow, the paths aren't wide enough for me to get the hay cart through.
Damn horses.
So 2x2, guys. 2x2.
Did you see that the Sierras in parts of California got like 10 feet?
Oh, my God.
With
100
to 200 mile an hour winds?
What?
Yep.
That's snowpocalypse right there.
So feel fortunate there, Mary. You only had 18 inches.
I know, right? Kaylee says spring is so close and my horse is shedding and the days are longer and I'm riding it daily. But I feel bad getting her sweaty and warm, even though I dry her off and blanket when I feel bad at putting her back out when it's that cold. So, like, do I ride or just do I leave her alone in the cold? Oh, my God. Kaylee, ride your dang horse. Let it get sweaty. I can't believe you, like, hand towel dry your horse. That's insane.
Hey, your horse runs around by himself in the field and gets sweaty when it's cold. So,
you know what? Glenn just gave you permission. There you go. Jesse says, I was so bummed I couldn't ride this week. I wonder why she couldn't ride. Because my fiance is a pilot and he dragged me down to the Barbados with him since there was like 40 open seats. So I sat on the beach, sipped coconuts instead of riding.
You have your sister right there.
Oh my God. We need to travel together, Jesse, because we can just take those. Oh, I would have gone to Barbados. She said, I deserve my sunburn.
Your husband has done that a few times with you. Let's get it.
Yeah. Let's go, Jesse. I'll go to Barbados. Call me. 40 open seats. I'm in. Paige says, Paige, we've heard from her before. We learned about what bespoke actually means, Glenn, from Paige, because she says, my bespoke side saddle coat did not get here in time for my BRH Vixen hunt, so I had to wear my bespoke astride frock coat today. Oh, how are you? I was so embarrassed.
that's kind of bougie there, Paige. That's
She's so Paige, bougie. That's bougie. I love it. Oh, did everybody laugh at you? Angie says, I'm super excited. I am getting my first ever truck to tow my first ever trailer. Yay! But now I need to completely rearrange my garage so the truck will fit.
No truck has ever seen the inside of a garage.
But listen, Angie. We built an extra big garage to house my dually. And my dually currently has hail damage because my husband's motorcycle is taking up the spot.
Does he ever ride it? All that talk about the motorcycle, does he ever ride it?
Of course he rides it. He's like, do we need anything from the market? I'll run up to there's like Alameda Market. It's like 2 minutes from us. I'll go get stuff. I'm like, can you go get this? He was like, it won't fit in the back. Okay. Like, I only have
3 gallons of milk aren't going to fit.
No. I'm like, get some milk. He's like, they don't, that doesn't fit in the. Okay. So you just want to ride your motorcycle. Why don't you just say that and just go ride your motorcycle instead of lie? Like, you're trying to do me a favor.
How many times have you been on the back of the motorcycle?
Never. No, that's not happening ever. I told him, I was like, it's really fun that you got a motorcycle and like you joined a golf club, two things that your family will not do with you. Awesome.
Yeah, but then you ride and he don't like doing that with you either. So
horses are home, Glenn. They're home.
I'm trying to help him out here. I'm not doing very well.
Yeah, shut up. You're not going to help him. And especially all the people that are listening are not going to be on your side. They're on my side. You got my shoes the wrong size. They're cute, but they're the wrong size. We've been together 16 years. How do you not know which size shoe I wear? I know what size shoe you wear. You wear 10.
I love that you're focusing on that. When he went to all that effort to do this and got the names of the horses right, which he probably obsessed over.
I'm sure he obsessed over it. Obsessed over it enough to make sure that he didn't get the right size. Okay. Maya says, I bought a fancy full-length European riding raincoat to survive this rainy California winter. Girl, I have one. I love it. I've got like the carrots one, the coaches. I love it. And she says, but when it rains in Southern California, our trails and outdoor areas are off limits. So I only get to wear my new raincoat on my 10-minute hag riding down the road to the covered arena. Freaking California people. Ugh. I had to wait all the way. I didn't get to wear my go long enough because I had to go to my governor arena. Shut up, Maya.
All right, one more.
And finally, TJ, my barn and paddock is finally built, but I can't add any horses until I get back from vacation in April.
April? She's going on a long vacation.
Man, enjoy that. That sounds awesome.
Jeez.
Thank you all for sharing your sad problems. I'm a little sassy today. Hope I didn't offend anybody. But you know what? You did it to yourself.
It's
you
kind of our
it.
Job. So
yeah.
Before we go, and we'll have a quick post show, I got to talk about a list I found about the South because I'm in the South and we discovered that yesterday in Georgia. But before we go, there we had last week, a couple times now on Weird News, we've had ambulances being stolen. Right. And people taking ambulances on a joyride. And I said, any of our ambulance people out there, let us know why you leave the keys in the truck running.
Well, I mean, because it's like a thing. People yes. run out of hospitals, jump in the ambulance and take off.
Apparently, there's a very good reason. We apparently have a lot of people who are in ambulances in our audience because five people commented on this. They said the reason we leave the ambulance running is the battery would die with all the stuff we have plugged in, all the important machines to keep people alive. Mm-hmm. Also, we leave it running during calls because the chance of losing the keys is much greater than the ambulance getting stolen.
Oh my God. Could you imagine? Be like, we need to get to the hospital immediately.
Who has the
Where's
keys?
The keys? Where's the key?
They're in the coat I forgot in the emergency room. These are good reasons. I can see. And apparently they do plug the ambulances in when they get to the station because of all the equipment that need, because it would kill the battery so quick.
Oh my gosh. I never would have thought of that. Thank
well,
you very
now.
Much.
We know
all
why.
Of you for
Yeah, thank you, Susanna, and everybody else who commented about that, who apparently work in ambulances. So,
y'all are awesome superheroes.
We're glad you're out there because I could. That's one job neither Jamie and I could ever do. Nor
I
would
sat
want
in
to.
The ER with my mom, a couple weeks ago, and we're in a little room, but we're right next to where the people bring in the humans. And I told you, everybody was so fit and strong. I'm like, these people, these dudes have a gym. They are working out. I'm in the hospital with my mom, and I was like, look at that man over there. Yeah. And then I saw the people they were bringing in, and I'm like, oh, they don't work out. They just have to push really hard because some of these humans are
Can
not
you imagine
able.
Carrying them down the steps in their house?
Oh, man. Yeah. Y'all are superheroes. All of them. Everybody who works in a hospital is a superhero forever, eternally respect and grateful. And I couldn't do it. Y'all are amazing.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. We'll be back Wednesday and Friday of this week. Tomorrow we have, we have American Horse Council. I don't have my list on the wall. I'm in the trailer. We have American Horse Council and then Mary Kitzmiller later in the week. Jennifer will have a show with Mary later in the week. So we look forward to spending the week with you. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you, everybody.
Spay, neuter, geld.